Third stop, Taiwan. Flavor of human relationship, 人情味, is a Chinese colloquial phrase which describes the level of connection and appreciation between people in a community, and you can taste it vividly in every corner of Taiwan. Instead of running on a highway OSAT track, we completed a 16-kilometer city run with obstacles at three stops in the buzzing Taipei. And a team with eight enthusiastic local runners on a quest, I felt like we were Pokemon hunters on an adventure. And off we go. Enticed with a foot challenge at the first obstacle, we sprinted 5 km and reached first. We saw ice-cold soya milk and deep-fried salty bread dough, traditional local breakfast delicacies. Eating alone would not be a challenge, but eating with time constraint in a relay format with already sky-high heart rates from running surely was. True respect to all eating contest participants. Second challenge at the 10 km mark took place in front of a famous temples cluster. The organizers were dressed in 70s and 80s gangsters look with fake tattoos and posing while chewing gum with a strong street attitude, showcasing old Taiwan authenticity like the movie Meng Jia. The task was to balance an hourglass-shaped toy with a set of thin pulling strings and juggle it without falling for a minute. After three attempts with trembling sweaty hands, we conquered. Panting like puppies on a hot summer day, we made it to the final checkpoint in front of the Taiwan 101 Tower. Thankful for not being tasked to run up all those stairs, we were challenged to take a creative photo which best showcases this landmark. Inspired by tourists at the Tower of Pisa in Italy, we split into two sides and act as if we were lifting up Taiwan 101 Tower with all our might and power. And with our Oscars-winning facial expression, the mission was accomplished. As we were dashing across Taipei, passers-by waved and cheered at us encouragingly. Some store owners even opened their fridge and invited us for some cool air and drinks. Locals made way for us and offered to help as we were looking for direction to the next stop. The city radiates a warm and welcoming vibe which bounds to make everyone feels at home. Thank you for your hospitality, Taiwan. 谢谢. Fourth stop, Laos. This previously French-colonized landlocked country is surrounded by Myanmar, Cambodia, Vietnam, and China. And to me, this country feels like a homey version of Thailand, which offers equally amazing cuisine and rustic hospitality. After our raids in the Laos National Stadium, I went for a foot massage at a local spa parlor. A young lady masseuse named Miu led me into a citrus-scented room decorated with emerald tiles and wooden curtains. "Do you like music, ma'am?" Miu asked while pouring warm soapy water into the food bucket. "Yes, do you? What music do you like?" I responded curiously and pleasantly surprised by greeting questions other than where you from, who you are, what's your name. "All music! Laos, English, Chinese music. You know this song?" And she started humming enjoyably. "I don't, but it sounds lovely. Let me sing you my favorite song." And I started to sing. "Marry me, Juliet, you never have to be alone. I love you and that's all I really know. Talk to your dad, go pick out your white dress. It's a love story, baby, just say yes." And then as I was singing away, she said, "Oh, I know, Taylor, USA, girl song," she exclaimed with a big, accomplishing smile. Then both of us sway our heads while humming to Taylor Swift's Love Story joyfully for a sweet while, like excited teenage girls at a sleepover party. She carried on to tell me that she learns English from YouTube videos and singing songs while translating the lyrics. Miu has an aunt who is also a masseuse, who has migrated to Australia and is now living with her two lovely children in the sun-filled Gold Coast. "I learn English and save money to go Australia, find aunt. I want to be like her," she said eagerly. Good luck! Have you been to Australia before? Will you be a masseuse there? I asked.
No, but world is big. I want to see.
Yes, yes. Massage make people healthy and happy. I happy too. A genuine grin glowed from her cheeks. Music is an ideal bridge that links people together, and I'm glad it led Miu and I to conversations about passion, dreams, and exploration.